Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Let's go. 7.5 minutes past. It is the Rick and Bubba Show, a brand new hour on a brand new day. Thank you for being with us. Kickoff hour behind us. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, they've handled that on all the various Rick and Bubba platforms. Whether you go live or archived, you can get the entire show just like you like it in a number of ways. Find all that at Rick and Bubba, spell out the word and.com. Interns at Rick and Bubba University, Alapuca and Cam Solo. They bang out a degree in common sense. Eddie Van Adler settles in for the YouTube option. That's one of our options. It features a live option and an archived option, and even a best of hour that finds its way to Blaze TV. As we are also part of the Blaze TV family. We'll unpack a lot of stuff for you today. A couple of things I will pass along to you. For those of you that are looking for gift shopping for Father's Day, when it comes to the Rick and Bubba store, spoke with the gang yesterday. They said if you get your order in by this weekend, you should be able to get whatever you want to buy for Dad out of the Rick and Bubba store to him or to you by Father's Day. If you're wanting to get the 31-day devotional signed for Dad, today is your cutoff. Need to order that by today. So you'll see that link at rickandbubba.com and under show notes today as well. So just a little information for those of you thinking about what you're going to get for the dads on your Father's Day list, or dads, something you may be wanting to get for yourself. Sitting right there is the silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza in a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the Kang's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussey! Howdy, Bubba.
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere, welcome in to Rick and Bubba.
Let's go, my people. Come on, Bubba.
That's a little kicker there this morning.
Tell you what, I turned that up outside the other day. Realized I was a little loud. I was trying out there doing a little bit better, and I was talking to Sean. I said, Sean, we got to take Crowder. We got to get some more volume there.
That's good stuff.
Well, come on, let's that right there. I might get in a couple more reps. So there we are. All right, so let's talk about some things that are before us today. My goodness, I've watched.
There's some real oddities out there today.
Well, I watched you and Speedy yesterday trying to talk to Travis Taylor. Travis has been on a lot of things, has been part of a lot of things. Right now, best known probably by the audience for what he's doing on Skinwalker Ranch. He's been on two podcasts. He's been on The Big Show. Well, I mean, I'm not going back to Rocket City Rednecks and all that, but
well, you can. He's been on several times.
And he is on the inside on a lot of things. And Speedy, I know you were concerned a little bit yesterday, which is one of the things we always are concerned about. Are we a BIP? And, you know, because we can be a BIP. We watch. We're sensitive to BIPness. Our audience, I like now when they're picking up saying, hey, I don't want to be a BIP. I even thought, could that be the next Rick and Bubba shirt?
Right, right.
I don't want to be a BIP.
Yep.
Or don't be a BIP.
BIPage.
But anyway,
Dead ahead.
So this is the stories that keep coming out. You know, I have to say it's a step beyond the Area 51 stuff, because we have had things that we all sat and watched. Hey, we got stuff flying around. We don't know what it is. Okay. And then you have this so-called whistleblower. And then, of course, Bubba, you immediately thought, let's get Travis on. He's on the inside of this. He knows what's going on. And then can y'all tell me what happened? I watched y'all go back and forth. Speedy, you being concerned about being a bit, which all of us should care more about. Appreciate your sensitivity to that. And then there was a, hey, he's coming on. He's not coming on. He is coming on today, but he can't talk about certain things. Is that where it landed?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, when somebody doesn't, and they're busy, but when I send a text message
absolutely.
And it's like 8 hours later and no response, I'm like, ugh. You know,
you
got to be careful. You got to sprinkle in your contact with people that you have in, you know, like their cell phone and stuff. You can't call them too much or text them too much, because now you're like, oh gosh, here they are texting me again.
Look, I've been on both ends of that spectrum. Yeah. I've been the person doing it. I've been the person receiving it.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm sensitive to that.
And you know what, Speedy? I wish the rest of the world shared your sensitivity.
Right.
The world would be a better place.
Yeah,
because apparently there's some people it doesn't concern them at all.
Right.
I mean, they don't even think about it. You know, you were so
There was a little bit of comedy in it yesterday,
sure.
And Hams was enjoying it. The fact that Speedy couldn't get Travis to answer him, and then I got him to answer me right away.
Right,
and I'm sure it was just a timing issue.
Because
I'm that way too.
But,
sometimes I can't reply to something, and then when everything breaks free, another one comes in, I reply to it right then.
Sure.
Then I go back and get the other ones that came in earlier. So,
right.
But it's Ricky, it's very, there's a lot of strange stuff going on out here. And I'm, you know, more so than we've ever had in the public forum on UFOs. And I'm going to use that term. I don't like UAP.
So is that official? We're not going to accept that. Because, you know, sometimes they'll change. Like, well, you and I never accepted the changing of the football conference.
Right, right.
I just stayed with one double A, two, three, and one. That's it.
That's right. So I don't know what is stranger. We've had two pretty major UFO stories break in the last 2 months. And I don't know if that or the fact that the PGA and LIV Golf merged is the strangest thing out there today.
That is funny stuff.
We've got stories on that. That merger took place. No one picked up the phone to ask Tiger Woods what he thought about it.
Or Woods.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to ask y'all today, and I saw people tweeting that yesterday. Are these who took a high moral stand, which, you know, when Tiger Woods takes a moral stand, I'm always paying attention.
Right.
When somebody draws a line and says, I think all these people that are going to live are, you know, sellouts and evil, and I'm standing on my scruples and I will not go there, and now it's all the same? Are these people just not going to play golf anymore?
Rick, they have all gone together. I got to laughing at some of the social media posts from Koepka yesterday, who left the PGA, made $100 million with the LIV Tour, was being scrutinized by some of the golf purists, and now they're all together again.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So he looks like the people who left and took a big paycheck to leave look like geniuses now.
Right.
Because they're restored to status in the golf world, and they've got hundreds of millions of dollars in their pocket.
But if you dog them, can you now stay? Because now you're right there with them now.
Well, that's a question for the PGA golfers.
Right, yeah. Now it's back on them.
I doubt you're going to see any of them make any big high ground speech that they're not going to play golf or accept money anymore.
Yeah.
I may be wrong, but I doubt it.
We'll talk about this military whistleblower, which I understand Travis cannot talk about today, right?
Well, we can't talk about him not being able to talk about it, Rick.
Oh, we can't? We can't even talk about it. He can't talk about it.
No, not yet.
All right, we'll be back. Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba. I know. The economy unstable. This administration, who knows what's going on? The world feels unstable right now. And one of the things that you're probably most concerned about, and I'm going to see if we can't take away some of that concern, is what in the world is going to happen to my 401k or my IRA? And that is a legitimate question. Maybe the problem is that you need to change your retirement plan and actually bank on yourself. Or if you're someone who hasn't gone down this road yet and you're kicking the tires, why don't you, unlike the rest of us that, you know, were walked into these 401ks and these IRAs, that's all we ever knew, and we didn't know about bank on yourself. Now we're working our way back trying to check on it. Why don't you go ahead and check on it before you take the step and consider that this may be a better way to go, and I'm going to tell you why. When you're in a traditional 401k or an IRA, the government controls your money, and it is your money. But the government tells you how much you can borrow. They'll tell you when you got to pay it back. They'll tell you the taxes you owe and penalties. You'll be penalized if you take out your money too soon, and you'll be penalized if you wait too long to take it out. They'll get you either way. And you know, here's the thing. Your retirement, with all the things we know about nutrition and health now, your retirement, if you have your health, it could go 30 years of you being in retirement. Unfortunately, we've done the numbers, and most people who are in traditional 401ks and IRAs, they're outliving their money by about a decade. Mm. So maybe bank on yourself is something you should look into. It doesn't involve luck. It doesn't involve skill. It doesn't involve guesswork. Your plan doesn't go backward when the market tumbles. Both your principal and the growth are locked in. I can tell you how much tax you're going to pay. None. Tax-free retirement income. You're in control, not the government. Built-in inflation protection and the peace of mind that the guaranteed minimum value of your retirement savings on the day you plan to tap into them will always be there in every point along the way. So get your free report with all the details on how to bank on yourself. This is the same strategy, by the way, that McDonald's started with when nobody would give them any money. Bank on yourself guarantees predictability, tax savings, and control of your financial plan. Just go to bankonyourself.com/RBS, Rick and Bubba Show. There's the initials, RBS. That's bankonyourself.com/RBS.
You know, yeah. I can't grasp
it. So it doesn't
it all
start till 9 Central Time?
Right, middle of the night.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work. But there's ways to watch them, you know, the archives and all that, which I guess you'll do binging here when you can and catch up a little bit.
Well, I'm usually about a week behind.
Yeah, okay, about a week behind.
Maybe 2 weeks.
But you seemed a little bit... I don't know, the enhanced, that it's really getting intense.
Yeah, well, it's really, I mean, they've worked over 4 years to bring a lot of, and mm-hmm. Dr. Travis Taylor's been, you know, kind of the guiding force in this, mm-hmm. to bring technology and some logic to this process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've got a lot of video evidence of things that are happening there. Mm-hmm. These orbs, they've got ground radar. They've got a big domed thing in the mesa that they're, mm-hmm. they've tried to dig into. Mm-hmm. It's about 40 foot.
Yeah.
Looks like I hate to say it, looks like a flying saucer mm-hmm. buried in the ground. Mm-hmm. They've got these orbs following a helicopter, and they've got numerous times that the helicopter has been messed with when it mm-hmm. goes into this one area.
So, right.
So I don't know, but it's getting real interesting.
So we'll talk to him about that.
Yes, yeah, yes, he's going to catch us up on SWR.
Okay, so should we just pause that?
Do you like the way I hipped it up?
Yeah, and wait till we talk to him. Just pause it.
Probably that part. Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So yeah. I do think that you're shaking hands with danger with all this, and I've made that clear.
Rick,
you know what I mean?
I'm not at Skinwalker Ranch,
right.
But I have I just have to know. You know, I ask questions. I have to know. I love science, and I need to know the answers to these.
I do want to put something before you, and this is like when you're talking to an alcoholic that says, "I've been there."
Right.
You know what I mean? It's
right.
not like I'm somebody that doesn't know how you can mess up.
Right.
Just be careful and don't do what I've done. When somebody has information or somebody you want to talk to and you contact them too much and you overdo it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got you.
You know, I just want you to know that I've been there.
Right.
You know, I've spooked a few people.
Yeah.
So I'm warning you.
I understand that. I've seen the spookage left.
And I don't know how many times you contact Travis and all mm-hmm. that, so I can't give you a read that watch out.
Right.
But I'm just giving you a general warning.
Right.
That it can
right.
happen.
Yes.
And usually under the best of intentions.
Right.
You know, you just desire to honestly interact with a person.
But, well, this story is a national story right now.
Right.
These stories.
It is.
And it kind of all ties in. We had the story about NASA. You know, they have their mm-hmm. own bunch that's investigating this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they said they had documented these silver orbs all over the planet. They've got,
you know, the Predator drone that has been out in the battlefield has captured video of this.
Right.
They, you know, we played the clip from the meeting the other day.
Right.
And these are the same kind of things they're seeing on Skinwalker Ranch. So it all kind of ties together.
No, you're right. It does. It does. So
and we must get to the bottom of it, Rick.
Right.
We must.
And then on things that I'm dealing with, so Howie Long probably doesn't want to come fish. Right? I need to step that back.
You know what? If he's in town, he might.
And Greg, he just will not release Riley Green's number to me for some reason.
No. But I'm going to tell you what right now. I don't know what.
Look,
I don't know when this country music switch flipped with you.
It's always been there hiding out.
Has it?
Yeah.
Do you think it's one of those things? It was. You know how somebody says it's gone dormant? And then it wakes back up?
Yes, that's it. Okay. It's always been around. It just hadn't been to the level. And it'll go away. It'll go away probably, I don't know, in the fall.
Until you say kick.
And then it'll, well, it's not a kick. It keeps coming back.
I got you. Reoccurring kick.
Yeah.
Our reoccurring enthusiasm.
It'll peak and then it'll die.
Yeah, because it can't be a kick if it keeps coming back. All right, so
it's always there. Yeah. It's just it's at a level right now that
And you seem to be locked on two artists.
Yeah, it's always I'll lock into a few people. I don't branch out.
Riley Green and Morgan
Wallen.
That you seem to be really locked on those two.
When I feel more mature, I go Riley Green. When I feel like I need go back to my college.
So Morgan's a little more
young
party
adult,
music.
Yes,
he's a little more party music. Okay,
I feel like Riley's. You know, he's a little more.
Any
mature.
Shot you'd see the one I'm live.
No, probably Riley. I can't go to a Morgan Wallen concert. Too many people. Well, too many people sing along now.
Okay.
Like, not just one of his songs, every one of them.
Okay, that's an interesting.
And that gets on my nerves.
I came to
hear Morgan Wallen, not everybody in the stadium.
I can't stand
that's an interesting moment because I remember the first time. It kind of goes back to anything that's a sprinkle format.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time that I heard Tom Petty stop singing Breakdown and let the crowd finish it, and it was cool.
Yeah.
But he didn't do that. His entire catalog,
right?
You know what I mean, and so that can be an emotional moment. But if the whole concert features that, I guess I could see where you like. I'd kind of just like to hear
but
them.
You would think he would be loud enough to overcome.
Right. And maybe so. Maybe I'm. You know, it just seems like every video I sing, and it doesn't matter. I mean, no matter what song I'm hearing, they're all singing along.
Right.
Like now, listen. If I'm at Riley Green concert and there's 60,000 people there and everybody's singing. Wish Grandpa's Never Died. I'm in for that.
Of course, they're going to say Coors Light now.
They are. Or right. Busch Light. He's been throwing Busch Light
has
in there,
he
too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Same company.
It is. But I think he only did it a few times, and I keep seeing a very similar reel.
Probably got on the bus after that and said, gosh, that's the same company.
Rick, I could. Rick, as a friend, I could let him know that if Greg would give me his number.
See, and that's what I'm talking about right there.
Greg won't give up that number.
This is hard. It really is because when you have these contacts that we have, you don't want to blow text up going, hey, I saw you on TV or you did this because now you're being a bip.
I know.
And so you want to look back at the history and it's hard.
Of course. You have it. I know.
You know? Yeah, I've got – I mean, what I'm saying is, but I don't just text him regularly. I want it to
– And I wouldn't either.
If you look back to the history, I want it to be like meaningful. Hey, you know, could you be on the air? Could we do something? I'm not trying to make small talk.
What if
– I will say this. This year at Regions, we had a moment.
Had a moment.
We need to talk more moment.
Right.
Why do we not talk more? And I don't mean like every 2 weeks. I mean like every 6 months, check in. What's going on? Is anything I can do for you? Anything, you know, that kind of thing.
Speaking on somebody again, like I just spoke to Bubba, somebody who's been hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like I don't know. Sometimes we have to be careful that we don't misinterpret that somebody just handles public situations with people who like them well. Is that somehow they're treating us differently than they do others. Mm-hmm. And we think that there was a special connection that wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know, I've been hurt by that. And I just, you know, because you think, what you don't realize is they just do a good job with everybody, you know, and they're always kind and nice, you know, and you think, you thought you were special.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just being really,
there's
really
just
nice.
Been
and of course, they could meet it in the moment. Well, I've meant it in the moment and then went back and said, boy, I could never
There's this ongoing.
Pull that off. You know what?
Yeah. We have this ongoing occurrence with Riley. Riley, I mean, when we had the Outdoor Expo, he came to it, just hang out. And
did my golf group last year?
Yes, there's been many times
Greg
at Jacksonville State that we all have been a part of that we run into him. And there's been several times at the golf tournament. And there's been just several times where we have said things to each other that I thought, why are we not why aren't we not connecting more?
Careful.
And again, it's not a careful. It's not a hey, I'm
you sound
I'm,
like me.
I want to hang out every couple weeks and text you bippage. Okay. Right. Don't want that world. But like every 6 months, I'd like to send an encouraging text to you.
An encouraging.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
I meant to tell you, Adler.
I got to ask y'all a question.
All right.
Did Noah Galloway mean it when he said he wanted to get lunch with me sometime?
He did not mean it.
Noah's a good guy.
I think I can't speak to that.
He did.
One.
Yeah, he did. He meant it.
Rick, why are you shaking your head?
Rick, listen,
you're
here's
shaking
the thing.
Your head no.
Now, hey, Rick's been hurt too many times.
And he
don't want the same for
Let me clarify. What he
Rick's
said,
been the herder too many times.
Yeah, let me be clear. In that very moment, in that tiny moment that is long gone, he thought it might be a good idea.
Okay.
But there's no way that there'll be follow through on that, and it'll actually happen. It was a kind thing to say, and he meant it to be kind.
Okay.
But he cannot pull that off.
Right. You want to sell?
Yeah. Hey, the.
So you
know,
give him
day,
Noah's, but you won't give me Riley.
He said we should do something sometime.
Has Riley picked out a puppy?
But he sent this after Regions. You know,
now
y'all had
now the, rubbing it in.
Y'all had the cloud behind you. Mm-hmm. You know, he posed a picture. He said it was good to see the boys in heaven the other day. And he put the picture of y'all, and then he put the picture from Happy Gilmore with Chubbs and the alligator and Abe Lincoln.
That's good.
Hey, boy, you could get a text like that.
That's the thing. See, I think that's what Riley and I are missing out on with one another. And
you're
it's
jealous
really
of their relationship.
I am. Rick. I didn't know that was going on. It makes me worse.
Yeah. Oh, I sent him some photos, and I said, hey.
Okay, now you're rubbing it in.
Our photographer got some pretty good shots of you on the course, wanted to share them with you, whatever. He says, appreciate it. Enjoyed it, buddy.
All right, now send Adler some pictures of you and Noah Galloway.
I liked Noah Galloway's post on Instagram, so good. We're close.
Yeah, that means you are tight.
We're good.
We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
If you're a Bama fan, you can actually, in a weird way, thank Mike Price because it was so embarrassing and it was so frustrating that they stopped the mindset of nickel and diamond and they said, let's write the check we have to write to get Nick Saban and be done with this.
Yeah.
And it forced them to go, look, we got to do something.
Yeah.
And they did it. And, buddy,
wow. It paid off big.
And now, as long as he's alive, they'll be in the
hunt.
Now
they're worried because he's getting older.
Yeah. Well, as long as he's there, they'll be in the hunt.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't going to go every year, but you're going to be right there being considered every year.
And the most impressive thing he's done is how he's evolved. The game's changed. Right? That's hard to do.
The consistency of the level of play is unprecedented.
Well, and again, you can't.
You have powers come and go, and they wax and wane. He's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
You can only be dominant in the era that you're in. So it's unfair on both ends of the spectrum to compare eras. But to everything y'all said, the fact that he's been this consistent with teams year after year in this environment, in an ever-changing environment, makes his excellence more impressive than I think anybody before him in college football.
I have to agree.
Yeah. And his ability to, on a secondary level, I think that is top, his ability to change the things he does on the field but not change the principles he operates under.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, it goes back to even with discipline. The great coaches, everybody has to abide by the same rules, but the way you get the best out of everybody varies wildly based on that person's personality.
Yeah.
Some people you ride all the time and they perform well. Some people you ride all the time and they quit on you.
Yeah.
And you got to figure out that difference, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
Bubba, did you see my volley back to you?
I did. I don't know what this is.
That's his contact.
Saban?
I know what I'm going to send Riley,
by
the way.
It's got Greg's picture on it.
Hmm? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. It was Greg's sale. My bad. Hold on.
Hey, can you send me –
I started to say, I don't think this particular guy has a 256 prefix.
Oh, well. You never
can
you
anybody
never
send me Saban's sale?
Yes.
Hold on.
Because I don't contact him like I should.
You want Freeze, too, or –
Yeah. Well, Hugh, I'm already talking to.
Okay.
Yeah. When he came to town, he was asking about barbecue. Come on. Coming up later in the program, scheduled to appear, Skinwalker Ranch, Travis Taylor's back.
And, Dr. Travis Taylor.
And there's much to discuss with the good doctor. Seth, welcome to Rick and Bubba. Go right ahead, buddy.
Hey, Green Acres.
Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Man, I was really getting fired up about getting one of these puppies from Greg, but whenever I heard hard credit pull, I was out.
No, my. Yeah, she's checking you out.
Greg, is Lisa's screening process?
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Are you trying to stay out of it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How do you just send her the emails you've gotten and then let her work through them?
Yeah.
Does she just go on people's social media to check them out? Like a college or a job would do?
Full background
she just asks
a
few questions.
Ask a few questions. Yeah. Can you help any people on what she's looking for so they don't make a mistake and answer one incorrectly?
To be honest, I really don't know if there's any, if it's just all goes by feeling.
So are you down to how many two you keeping?
I hope I'm not keeping any. I don't plan on keeping any.
What, Greg?
Has that conversation happened between you and Lisa?
No, his defiance response.
We have not. Nobody has said. Neither one of us said that we want to keep any of them. Now, I'm hoping to give them all away.
Well, he could be
turned into hope now.
Yeah, he could be a politician.
It's turned into hope.
At least three.
That's my goal.
Your resolve is gone. I hear it.
Hey, I don't want to. I hope that's not our plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
if over and under is two, I'm going over.
Mm-hmm. At this point, we can't guarantee everybody will have the same response. You know what I mean? Garrett,
results vary.
We need to get them on give out.
Look,
Auburn, Alabama. Garrett, go right ahead.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
We're fantastic, buddy.
Hey, Bubba, I love you, man. Okay? And I know that you adore the show Skinwalker Ranch, but I couldn't help but notice that you've made an acronym for the show, SWD.
SWR.
To shorten things up. Or whatever. Yeah, I can't spell. I mean, I'm an Auburn fan. But SWR has more syllables than Skinwalker Ranch, so it's actually shorter just to say Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah.
Well,
I
started using that because that's what Travis was using in his text.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Okay. I'm gonna be like, Daddy.
I'm on the inside.
Hey, I'm one of them.
Jennifer in Arkansas. Jennifer, go ahead.
So I know that Bubba is a huge astronomy fan, and so I was wondering,
Space.
We have the historic solar eclipse next year. All of our hotels have been sold out. Is he going to pay $500 to stay at a Motel 6 to see this historic eclipse?
Now, you're talking about where the main viewing spot will be, Dallas, Texas?
Well, here in Russellville, we're one of the top 10, and all of our hotels are already sold out.
I will tell you this. The last one we had where Nashville was one of the top places to see the total eclipse, We actually loaded up. Adler was one went with us. We loaded up and took a plane up to see it.
Got a welding hood.
And I will say it is one of the coolest things. The totality was one of the coolest things. And we talked about on that plane going to Dallas when the one happens next year.
Go to Little Rock, too.
Well, you guys didn't come to Russellville.
Yeah, I will tell you, Bubba, I flew.
I'd go to Dayton.
I flew the same plane to Russellville for a man church deal. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad plane ride at all. Russellville may be the way to go. Because y'all won't need a hotel if you do it that way.
Right. We'll probably just go. We got to find an airport that will host us.
Yeah.
Go to Cleveland, Bubba.
The one in, and it wasn't Nashville. What airport did we go to, Adler? Do you know? It wasn't the main one.
Charlie Brown.
I forgot.
The one in Franklin?
But they had it set up great. They had a big hangar open, and let me tell you, they were private jets there. It looked like an Air Force private jets.
The elite was there.
And they came in, and they made it open, and everybody went in the hangar, and there was one group that was cooking out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah. How cool was it to see that?
It was the coolest thing ever.
Ever.
Are y'all going to this?
Everybody ought to see it.
Are y'all going to this?
Look at us just hanging out. Just hanging out in the hangar. That's why they call it a hangar.
Those guys welding hood on.
Somewhat healthy snack.
You got to have it to stare right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was so cool. That was one of the coolest things I did. Just standing there, it's like me, and then there's the moon, and then there's the sun, and I'm just like, I'm just a person on the planet.
Is there ever a comment that we get from you that doesn't involve food? I mean, it's. I mean, every time
that's kind of my role.
Yeah, right. I've seen three or four different snacks,
and I don't mean the thing you have with dinner.
The PGA. And Liv have now decided they will merge.
It's actually three of them, too. The DP Tour, which is the European Tour. So it's three of them coming together, Rick, to form the World Federation of Golf. I don't know what they're going to call it, but that was just the name I just made up.
Well, this has put people in an awkward position, including PGA Tour.
I like that name.
That's a pretty good one.
Including PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan. who an emergency meeting was called in Toronto because and we have him talking about how he was handled in the meeting. And of course, the big question, what we all have been saying, were you called a hypocrite? Here we go.
As time went on, and you know, you've heard me say a couple times, circumstances change. You know what changed?
Money.
You know, I looked at where we were at that point in time, and it was the right point in time to have a conversation. And we weren't, you know, Michael, going back to the origin of Liv, you know, they needed to go down their path and we were going to go down ours. We've done everything we can within our control to improve and grow the PGA Tour. And, you know, they've launched Liv. They've proceeded with Liv. They've made progress with Liv. But ultimately, it was looking at the broader picture and saying that I don't think it's right or sustainable to have this tension in our sport, and to be able to organize and orient this in a way where, again, we're in a control position. We have an investor, a great and world-class investor. And I recognize everything that, you know, that I've said in the past and in my prior positions. I recognize that people are going to call me a hypocrite. And anytime I've said anything, I said it with the information I had at that moment. And I said it based on someone that's trying to compete for the PGA Tour and our players. And so I accept those criticisms, but circumstances do change. And I think that, you know, in looking at the big picture and looking at it this way, that's what got us to this point. It probably didn't seem this way to them, but as I look to our players, those players that have been loyal to the PGA Tour, I'm confident that the move that they made the right decision. They've helped re-architect the future of the PGA Tour. They've moved us to a more pro-competitive model. We have significantly invested, as I just talked to Brendan about, in our business in 23. We're going to do so in 24. And as we finalize this process, I think any player that has stayed is going to realize that the money that they're going to make, the strength of this platform, all the things that we talk about, are going to put them in a really strong position. They're going to win. They're going to continue to grow. And we're in a control position on their behalf as we move forward in this structure.
Well, there's tiny little Jay Monahan.
That was tiny little Jay Monahan. He was so tiny I could barely see him.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen this a little bit with the NCAA, and this was, I know, the case with PGA. I think Hams will agree, too. You know, they were in total control of the game, and they had a little arrogance about the way they were going about it. And when Liv came on the scene and started bringing some of these players off, the game changed.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow, it's tiny little Jay now.
Yeah. Well, tiny little Jay, grossly, and we've seen this in industries. We've seen this sometimes in industries real close to home, where people will just stick their no golf pun intended, their head in the sand, and just say no, this can't compete with us. This can't compete with us. But anyway, so tell me what we're doing next.
And by the way, if I could, last segment I did what a lot of folks. I said Jack Nicholson is Jack Nicholas.
Yeah,
I mistakenly think Jack Nicholson may be playing now.
Do that.
That's an easy mistake.
We all do that. Tiger Woods.
This is Jeff Ogilvie.
Do we all know what we're talking about? Yeah. The only reason why I'm saying that is I would be in that camp of people that I wouldn't care about this.
Right.
But I know a lot of people do. So pardon me because I don't know all the names.
Sure, of course.
So tell me what we're doing.
This is a PGA Tour professional, Jeff Ogilvie. He came out of the Canadian Open.
This cleared up.
Play. Why are you such?
I'm sorry. I know. He's. You're not going. This.
Hey, you need to be working on puppy graduation, pal.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I'm gonna get little hats on him.
It's really. I said what he said, so it's probably meaningless to play. I don't know why we're doing it now. But he said he was asked the question: Did anybody call the commissioner a hypocrite because they said the PGA Tour professionals got into a heating, shouting match, and he stood there and took it? He was asked about it.
Did any players call Jay a hypocrite in the meeting?
It was mentioned, yeah.
Some
and he saw, and he took it. He said, "Yeah, he took it for sure."
He's not. He's basically.
I will say
something
this
about his accent. Man.
I will say this
for sure.
How big of a secret they kept this is unreal. Yeah, this day and age, No player knew, no former players knew, no one. Not a soul in sports knew this was going
Jack
on.
Jack Nicholson didn't know?
No, he didn't.
But I would love to hear his commentary.
And listen, and that's another problem.
Maybe somebody catch him on his back porch again.
Is the PGA Tour executives have always said, this is a player's tour. We take care of our players,
But they didn't consult them.
But never, not a one knew what was going on.
Didn't consult.
And I do feel bad. Listen, I think we're going to look back 10 years from now, and this is going to be great for the game of golf. From a global standpoint, from a growing the game standpoint, from a you make a ton of money playing the game standpoint, I think all that's great. Okay, I do.
It's a fun activity that a lot of people do just as a leisurely activity with friends. So if you pay attention, like, hey, what's going on? And this PGA Live stuff was a big sports story for
Adler,
sure.
I want you for a long time. I want to see what Shooter McGavin thinks. You got video.
That'd be good.
Shooter,
be good.
If he wins the Waterbury Open, he's in.
All
right, so Trump has found his way into this, of course.
Well, yeah.
Because he predicted on his social media.
He predicted it.
In July 2022 that this was going to happen. And he says all the golfers that remain loyal in quotes to the very disloyal PGA and all of its different forms will pay a big price when the inevitable merger with Liv comes and you get nothing but a big thank you from the PGA officials who are going to make millions of dollars a year when they merge. And this was back in July 2022.
Well, in all fairness, I think that was an easy prediction. Yeah. That would be like us declaring it's going to be hot in July.
Right, yeah.
I'm probably going to get that one.
Yeah, but.
I do feel bad for these guys who have now, because of these guys leaving the PGA and going to Live, it's opened up some spots on the back end of the rankings list for people to jump in and get in tournaments and play and start careers that they probably wouldn't have or – they missed. They didn't have to go play on the whatever tour, minor league tour. They jumped right into the PGA, and now they're about to be demoted. That is sad.
One of the things that will be kind of cool that comes out of this, Netflix was doing a behind-the-scenes full-access special called Full Swing. They had their cameras on all these people when they were holding.
Can't wait to see the whole thing,
the emotion of it.
Speedy, you've seen that. You've seen most of that series, I think, Full Swing on Netflix. Is it a lot of banter back and forth about Liv Golf?
Yeah, there's some because when they followed Bruce Koepka around, they was mentioned. And then when they were in the players, like, pre-tournament massage room, they're all getting treatment. Roy has some things to say about Phil Mickelson. So they've had a little something going back and forth. But, yeah, they do talk about it. They do mention it.
Well, I see here that Phil Mickelson took a dig also at Roy by saying he didn't think that anybody would want him on their Live Golf team because of all his BS. But if you want to know what Trump has said today.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
It says
I've accomplished something that nobody else has been able to accomplish.
So here's what Trump put on his social media. Great news from Live Golf, a big, beautiful and glamorous deal for the wonderful world of golf. Congrats to all.
Big, beautiful.
Big, beautiful deal.
For the fans, it is going to be a big.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good thing. I do. And I know people don't share that same opinion. I'm getting emails right now from people you're traditionalists and some people that actually have family members that are currently playing on the tour. And they're getting caught up in what I was just talking about, how they got an opportunity, and now that's probably going to change a little bit because of this.
Sad but funny, but when you hear the professionals say they heard about it on social media and they all thought it was a joke. They were going through training or they were out playing and all of a sudden somebody goes, hey, man, did you hear about this? Yeah. They're like, yeah, hush.
Well, we thought it was too when we first saw the crawler come up on it. I thought, well, this is odd.
Trump is now bragging on Truth Social about how he predicted this in July of 2022. He told a magazine, all these golfers that are remaining loyal to the very disloyal PGA.
Stop, buddy.
It happens to all of us.
I just read all that.
It happens to all of us.
That just happened?
Yeah, I just said every bit of this.
Did you say pay a big price? Did you say that part? When the inevitable merger?
Yeah.
You said inevitable merger?
I did.
So this has all been said before. Yeah. Right.
Right. Like 3 minutes ago.
About 3 minutes ago.
But read the tweet he just sent out.
I will.
I read that one.
I will.
Have y'all seen what Trump said?
He predicted it. He predicted it. Trump the fortune teller.
Like Bubba said, look, it's like, let me tell you. Let me say this to Bubba, because I've done it too. Let me tell you what it is. Can I tell you what doing a live show is? It's the same exact thing they tell you about driving distracted. Yes. If you look down for just a second and read a few lines of a story where everybody else is talking, you don't know what everybody said. And they can say so much, and you don't think you've been looking down that long?
Yeah. It's easy to do in here. I can't imagine in there.
I thought I could read and listen at the same time I can.
You can. Yeah, we
know what
we can.
You know
he
why
so
this
passionate
happened?
About it.
You too. Know why this happened? It's because I got a big W today, guys.
What's that?
Noah Galloway messaged me back on Instagram.
Well, look at you.
So with that win, I was up one, and now with that L, I'm back there. Back to neutral.
You're back. Yeah.
You know I thought I was ready to get hurt again with this relationship with Noah Galloway. Evidently, I'm not.
Yeah, how about this? The good news is that's one step closer to you and him having lunch.
He said I was serious about wanting lunch with you, buddy.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Of course,
he doesn't mean that either.
You added the buddy.
Of course, I don't know if y'all have ordered what y'all want to, you know, for an appetizer yet, but that's still, you know what I mean? It feels good.
Okay, he didn't call me buddy. I added that part.
Do y'all think that we've just been damaged and hurt so much in our life that we don't think there's really nice people out there, or is it just that none of us are?
No, I think a little combination. I think really that we are painfully realist.
Okay.
Painfully.
Do you think
we honestly we just know I don't even think that it's me thinking someone's a bad person. Mm-hmm. I even think that a lot of times when things are said in the moment, they're meant in the moment. What I'm saying is, but we know reality so well, we know the carrying that out to the end. Mm. I can't tell you the number of times that I've ended conversations with people like this. They've either said it or I did. And we both know in the moment we're just using this to mean we like each other, but what we're saying is never going to happen. Hey, we got to get together. We both know that we're not going to get together.
That's true.
But what that means is that it's something to say, I like you, and every time I see you, I'm glad we see each other.
Right.
And that's okay.
But we go there so quickly.
I know.
See it?
Well, now that may be tied to pain.
Yeah.
So will we get lunch next week?
The speed of it could be tied to pain.
Yeah, wow.
So we're not getting lunch next
You're
week.
You're not.
Rick, when we get back, Adler's got a quote from Trump.
Hey, y'all hear Rory? He was dogging Jack Nicklaus.
Phil, and we get back. Big news out of golf.
Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Dr. Travis Taylor, Skinwalker Ranch. He's been on the podcast a couple of times, been on the big show a couple of times, many times. Even floated up an idea about the show being involved in this season of Skinwalker Ranch. By the grace of God, we were not included in that. But now, season four is underway. Every time we turn on, it seems like the news, we see some sort of government official admitting that there's been UFOs. And of course, they're trying to change the name of it. Bub and I are not going along with the new name.
UAP.
UAP, yeah. Does that seem possible? I mean,
it's just part of this culture where we have to change everything. We had a very good name. Everybody knew what it was, UFO.
Right.
Why don't we just stay with that?
Right. I mean,
that's kind of how I feel about
it. Right. I mean, we're coming up with all kinds of new phrases, you know.
Why change it if it's working for you?
Gender assigned at birth, every time you turn around.
Just everything.
It's a fake world in which we now live. So we're trying to get Dr. Travis on the phone. To talk about.
He's very busy right now, Rick.
And there's things I'm not supposed to ask him about. Is that correct?
Well, we'll clarify that with him.
Okay.
Because we've had two stories in the news. We've had Dr. Gary Nolan from Stanford, who says he has been brought in to give expert opinion and testimony on U.S. service members who have been killed approaching UFOs or UAPs. And then we had the guy who's come out this week who says he's a whistleblower and has complained to the inspector general that the U.S. actually has pieces of a flying saucer, and he thinks it's time it becomes public. Now, that guy served on the task force with Travis, but I don't think he can comment on that. So we're going to focus on Skinwalker Ranch, my understanding.
What's our obsession with whistle analogies?
Dog whistle, whistleblower.
A lot of whistle.
A lot of whistle talk. So Dr. Travis Taylor joins us now. Travis, welcome back to Rick and Bubba. Good to talk to you again.
Morning, fellas. How are y'all?
Well,
Travis, I know you're busy, and thank you for taking time to talk with us. You got a lot going on.
Well, I appreciate it, and I enjoy interacting with you guys and the people that are listening, because there's a lot of questions and information, and I think the public needs to know.
So, Travis, just to be clear, because Rick has asked me, and I want to just clarify this. There's two pretty big stories in the news right now,
right?
And you can't comment on one of those, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've been told I can't comment on it for now.
Does this mean that you're merging with Liv?
No.
So
and Elon isn't buying me out either.
Okay, good.
So to the project at hand, Skinwalker Ranch, SWR, okay. You guys are documenting some amazing phenomena.
Yes, absolutely.
Talk a little bit about where you are in this season, and I'll be honest with you. I'm about a week behind because of the time it comes on, so I did not see this week's episode last night. But the promo or the trailer looked like you had a picture of some type of silver ball that was over the ranch in the middle of the day.
That's exactly what we had, and you know, I guess that's a spoiler for you. I won't tell you all the details of why, if you can plan to watch it, but I'll, for the folks who did see it, the previous week's events, the purple light and the other things that the cow, the burn post and all that stuff out in the field on the south end of the ranch led us to add more sensors on that end. And we actually captured a thing that when you compare it to the recently released Mosul orb videos are recently leaked. I don't know if they were released or leaked. They look very similar.
Yes.
And the sphere that flew by the F-18 that they took a picture of with the cell phone that the guys on the HPSI briefing last year couldn't seem to stop the video and show a still frame. They look very similar, and that's really surprising to me.
All right, so let's go back to the analogy that it's a shame children that weren't in the 80s won't get. Let's go back to Ghostbusters, the original. So what you're saying is, do you remember the time that Bill Murray, he got slimed and they finally find this ghost and he goes, yep, that's the one that slimed me. Was that the moment when you see these things the government is releasing, was there a moment you're like, that's the one we keep seeing? Was it one of those moments?
It absolutely was seeing and of course everybody should get that reference, because if you haven't seen Ghostbusters, then there's something wrong with
there
you.
There is something right. wrong at with this point. And the original is what we're talking about. Be careful with anything after that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. When we saw that, we were like, "What? No, that can't be." And we've seen a couple other things like that. That when we see it at the ranch, and we're like, "Why here? And why are they seeing this in Afghanistan? Or why did they see it in Puerto Rico? Or why? You know, it's really. It either says they're everywhere, or some reason or other, those places are of the same sort of interest."
Travis, you also had this kind of silver orb-looking thing on a high-speed camera that was following the helicopter at Skinwalker Ranch, right?
Yes, we did, and that's really interesting. Now, I would say the color on it is a little bit unclear on the one on the helicopter, because it looks more silver when we put an embossing filter on it, so it'll stand out from the clouds better. But it does look shiny in the normal video. And is it clear? Is it opaque? Is it opolescent? You know, I don't know.
So based on, and sometimes these things are kind of hard to compare because you don't know the distance. How big are these things that we're seeing? What kind of physical size are we talking about?
That's a good question. And that, since we only had this one in one frame, we couldn't really tell exactly where it was and how big it was. And it was, but that field between the trees and where the camera is, it's at least a half a mile. And so it's somewhere, if you take a ball that would show up that big, it takes up, say, if you take a normal size 27-inch, just say a 27-inch computer monitor, the ball would be about as big as your thumb in the middle of the monitor. And in the background, you got trees a half a mile away, and then up close, you've got bushes a few feet away. So it's somewhere in between that. So it's anywhere between the size of a baseball to, you know, one of them big balls that people get in and roll around in the ocean, you know, at the beach.
So that was my question. If, you know, we have to speculate here a little bit, but that thing probably is too small for a human to ride in, right?
Well, it depends on how big it is on the inside, Bubba. I mean, that's the key question to ask. It looks small out here, but how big is it on the inside?
So what I'm saying is, would you speculate that it's probably more of a drone or an automatic type craft versus somebody riding?
So I'll tell you what that is right there, Bubba. That is what we would call analytical overlay, where we're applying what our thoughts are onto the topic and just assuming, because that's what we would do. Right. That's what it is. Now, it could be a drone. Sure, that's one solution. It could be something weird that Mother Nature's invented we've never seen before because we didn't have cameras everywhere. It could be that it's some other phenomena like a roving opening in space between two different points that are distant apart. Or it could be something like, I don't know if you are familiar with the Doctor Who vernacular, but the TARDIS is the size of, a little bit bigger than a phone booth, is an old 1930s police box. But on the inside, it's as big as a skyscraper. And in general, in physics, in general relativity, in fact, I was just reading a paper yesterday where they show in warp theory, you could have an internal space-time that's bigger than the external shell.
All right.
And so,
Travis.
But I'm serious. It could be bigger on the inside.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, we're dealing with things we don't know that right. Don't fit the norm. You know, because if it is more of a straight-up situation, and it was alien, they'd be tiny.
Yeah.
I mean, they would be little things, right?
Travis, if I were on the team, and frankly, I think that was an overlook on y'all's part. If I was on the team, I'm the guy, and y'all have this when you're talking about this, I'm the guy that says, and you do some of this too, let's talk about what we know. Let's talk about the things that are not up for debate and then start from there. Do you find that when these things seem to look similar in different parts of the world, where they are seen, the terrain and all that seems to be similar to this ranch? Is there something about this environment there?
So if you paid attention last night, which apparently you two didn't.
No, we missed
it. Come on.
We were asleep at 9 o'clock Central, Travis. Give us a minute.
Well, so we have a spinoff investigation that comes on immediately after now. It's called Beyond Skinwalker.
Oh, now you want us to stay up till 10 Central.
Yeah, I know, right? And so Brandon's got these two new guys. One's a former CIA agent and one's an investigative journalist. And me and Eric will send them out to places around the country and soon around the globe that seem to have similar phenomena. And we're trying to gather data and compare it and see if there are other places, and it seems like there are. In fact, I can tell you, these guys found fascinating stuff they brought back to Eric and I, and we went through. They did a few things that we said, no, that's birds, or that's a natural phenomenon, or that's an airplane, that's a satellite. And then they had a handful of things that were like, holy cow, what is that? And it looks just like what we've seen on the ranch.
Okay.
So I think there are places around the world that are very similar. But why? Why is it so prevalent?
We'll unpack why they're similar. Why? What? Something about this setup draws this. So why?
I wish we had a craft that we could examine.
Travis, do you have one more segment?
One more segment.
Come on,
yeah,
Travis.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
We come back, we're going to ask you about this whistleblower.
No, I'm just kidding.
Right. I'm just kidding, Travis. We're not going to do
that. Travis, we do want to ask about the Mesa. Are we going to dig in and find that thing or what?
Come on! I mean, hey, you get the backhoe out there. I'll dig in that Mesa. We'll find this thing. 14 minutes to the top of the hour. More with Travis Taylor next.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
He's currently working at Skinwalker Ranch, and among other things. Season four, the latest episode out last night. So if you watch it on the archives, go catch that. We've done a couple of spoilers, but it was already on live last night, so we're a little more free.
Yeah, we don't mind the spoilers.
A little freer to talk about. All this does is make me want to watch the archive even more. So I'm hoping you're having a similar experience. So I know we don't have a lot of time, but
let me ask you this. Yeah, Travis, the thing that you have found under the mesa.
Well, here we go.
And you've tried drilling into it a couple of times. You've got chips of metal that were not natural. What's the next step to get to that? When are you going to just tear into that thing?
Got to deal with the reservation and with Brandon that we're not going to destroy it because it is sort of a natural, resource. It's a place that's kind of historical. And so we got to be careful about, we can't just go in and dynamite it. Besides that, if we did, we might damage whatever it is inside the thing. Although I'm weary of that since we pushed with a drill with 8,000 pounds per square inch of pressure for 30 minutes and never made never budged. It's pretty strong, whatever it is. So the problem is it's dangerous. Those boulders shift and we have rock slides often. And every time we walk up there, everybody's, scared to death. And so our plan, I think, is to go from the top right now and, I don't want to spoil too much of it, but I'm telling you, it's not as simple as it seems. This is a really dangerous, difficult thing, and there's no way to get equipment in there because there's no road to the top, and there's a canal in the way, and so we have to build temporary culverts to get any equipment across the canal, and so it's not easy. And everybody just said, "Oh, just go dig it up." Well, if you ever go and you look at it, these boulders are bigger than pickup trucks. And they're rolling around, and you don't want to be under one of those things if that happened.
In other words, if I was going to hide something, I hid it brilliantly.
It looks like, and we all think this too, and we think we've found with that snake cam down in some of the rocks, pictures of primacord, or old-timey blasting cord, actually, that's probably in the 1890s-ish time frame, that it looks like that whole area right there was blasted in and caved in on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our current working hypothesis. Now my thoughts were we get 100 people with 100 picks and shovels and we spend the time like old school archaeological dig, Indiana Jones, that thing.
Right.
But, that's not as easy said and done either because there's a layer of rock that, you can drill through, but picking through isn't as easy.
Could this be another spaceship, ship that the government's hiding from? It's like the one that was found from the whistleblower.
All right, Speedy.
What? I'm just asking.
Eventually, most people say, and you did this too.
Wow.
It's not like, those of you that may not be familiar with this, you hadn't started watching it yet, don't think that they haven't started with every theory is on the table. They've gone down the road of, let's start with, is it something our military is doing? That's kind of being ruled out, or at least it doesn't appear to be on that road. Is it another, one of our enemies? Somebody's, every time you come on, is it near a military base? Could this be some sort of spying operation with one of our enemies? All this is on the table. Y'all work through all these theories, right?
Yeah, we do. And one of the things, why there in the middle of Utah, right?
Right.
And if it is some extraterrestrial asset of some sort inside the mesa, Speedy, that means UFO.
Yeah.
And no, sorry, man. But anyway, if there is some ET asset in there, and it could have been there for millions of years, it could have been there. No telling what caused it to be there, or it could be there as soon as 100 years ago. But the Freemasons have been there.
Oh, my
back
goodness.
In the 1830s.
Sorry, Greg.
Looking at that place. So people have been studying that place for a long time.
What if something's laying there dormant and you wake it up?
That's always a concern.
Well, one of my thoughts is that it's using some sort of technology that interacts with your consciousness, and it's looking for its occupants, its pilots or whatever, and that's maybe why people keep having weird visions, dreams, hearing sounds, seeing weird things they attribute to poltergeist-type activity or whatever. It could just be some sort of interaction that we don't understand that's going on with whatever this thing is.
Well, I know there's difficulty, and I know there's issues with digging and getting to it, but I mean, this is the key piece of physical evidence that you guys are going to have to explore. And let's face it, if you do come on a spaceship that crashed there a long time ago, that's the biggest find in history.
I agree with that, Bubba. And so we're really focused on, but think about what it costs to get into there and do that. It's not as simple as people think it is. Just go look at how hard it is to dig a mining shaft. You know, it's millions of dollars involved in something like that.
A lot of jack. Brandon's got a lot of jack, but I mean, we're talking about big jack. Bigger than Brandon jack.
But how many people would come to see it if it was a spaceship?
I know. Mm-hmm. But Travis.
Well, you know, we'd certainly show everybody what we find, and that's the intent, is for this to be a public investigation for people to see what we find. Now, if there's anything dangerous, you know, we're not going to release that to someone that's going to use it against as a terrorist kind of thing or enemies or something. But
says
we certainly
everybody,
want people to know.
Says everybody who opens portals.
Look,
if you were watching this movie, and this is real, but if it was a movie, you'd be sitting in your seat in the theater screaming, "Leave that alone,
Travis! Yeah, don't go in there,
Travis." What's next, Travis? I'll stay in the graveyard. Y'all go ahead. I'm fine,
Travis. Let me ask you a general question. With all your dealings and all this, if the U.S. had a crashed spaceship or some type of alien equipment, wouldn't you know about it?
It depends. If there was a group of people that didn't want anybody else to know about it, it'd be like a Skull and Bones kind of community. You know, mm-hmm. You'd have to find a way to get into it.
Tiger didn't know about
it. I tell you this: they don't have the right people working on it, or our physics would have advanced a lot more than it has in the last 50 years.
Oh, that's good.
Okay,
Travis, thank you as always, buddy.
Good nugget right there to end on.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Travis.
There he goes.
All right, see y'all,
Dr. Travis Taylor.
Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba.
Rick, glad to be here.
This is where we recap. I mean, we talked to Dr. Travis Taylor. He couldn't talk to us about the military whistleblower. We don't really know why he couldn't talk to us about it.
He said he was told not to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And that guy was on the UAP task force, the same one that Travis was on. So they've worked together on this.
I don't know what's going on with Travis. It's the Travises of the world that have gotten us answers. They'll put themselves in danger, but it's this video you have Adler's what now? What is this?
This is the whistleblower. You want to hear him in his own words?
The one that Travis couldn't talk to us about?
That guy.
All right,
and then we'll talk about our interview.
All right, here we go.
When you say crash retrieval, what do you mean?
These are retrieving non-human origin technical vehicles, you know, call it spacecraft if you will. It's probably not the right parlance, but no kidding, non-human, exotic origin vehicles that have either landed or crashed.
We have spacecraft from another species.
We do, yeah.
How many?
Quite a number.
Quite a number.
We have spacecraft from other species.
Does it make it even scarier than a guy with a British accent interviewing him?
Yes.
Oh, my.
It does for me, too.
I am perplexed.
Not South Africa.
By your commentary.
Good heavens.
Good heavens.
So, tally-ho. Travis was very generous with his time to come on.
Except he wouldn't tell us about the whistleblower.
Spend a few segments with us.
You did, Speedy.
I assume with his security clearances in the past, he can't discuss that yet. But this guy's out.
He sure is blabbing.
Yeah, he's out and open with it.
He's a tattletale.
How do you think the interview went? Or do you think we're bipping Travis?
Yes.
Or is he all right with us?
Bubba, I must say this, and this is rare for me to say this, even though I've proven in the past I must be the way I really am. When I'm on a fact-finding mission, I have to work through the discomfort of coming in too hot.
Right, I know.
And
because the truth is what we garner.
We're after it. And I think what Travis is telling us without telling us is that what they're researching at Skinwalker and what Whistleblower's talking about, they're tied together.
Well, I think so. I think we have video evidence of that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Tic Tac video and some of these orbs they're seeing, these are being photographed by military vehicles. I mean, they're not, this is not Joe Blow out there on a lawnmower with a kite, you know, bringing these reports in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it is it's interesting. You know, we've talked about the three things that the possibilities. We hit those every time.
Right.
And that is, we are experimenting and we're hiding stuff from the public, which right. we've done in the past. So that's right. on the yep. record.
That is.
And I understand why we do it. That's not yep. even an indictment.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Other countries are way ahead of us. That's the other scenario.
That is a possibility.
And they're spying on us and they're gathering information. They're right. not from another planet. They're just from another country.
I think that is the least of the possibilities, but it is on the table.
And then there's a big number three, and that three is a big one. It's a big old three. And that is somebody or something, because they're not human, from somewhere else is gathering information.
There's so many of them being place. Reported, and we had this documented in the NASA press conference last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked with Travis about this before on one of the podcasts we did. Is it possible they have a base here or established a base here to study us a long time ago? And we're just now getting enough cameras out there.
Like it's not active
and
now.
And aircraft that are advanced enough to be able to actually get a glimpse of these things.
Well, then just when you go down that road, which I love that road, or I understand that road, but then why are we seeing current things happening? Are they trying to protect what they left here? Or?
Well, maybe they were here doing this all along. We just could not get a picture of them.
Right. And they're big procrastinators. One of the things.
Well, I don't know. Are they trying to stay hid?
Well, here's one. But for what? I mean, what are they doing?
Well, it's like when we go to study, you know, different animals, they'll. You know, a lot of these videos you've seen in the Serengeti, they set these cameras up and hide them, or they set them up in a dummy animal so the other animals interact with them. I mean, they don't want to – they spook them if they go out there and go, hey, here I am. I'm a human. Where did all the leopards go? Mm-hmm. You know, they run off.
Yeah.
This is a great question from an emailer, and this is something y'all have discussed before, but I think when it comes to creation, it's a great question. It says, so if they're aliens, did God create them – or are they out of his realm?
Something has always confused me.
Which, of course, nothing is out of his realm.
He's the
but
beginning.
Where do they fall in place with y'all?
A better question is
that's just for the question from
me. Okay, I would say to answer that, no, I think everything is under God's
correct
authority.
Yeah. Authority.
Yeah. He's beyond. He's the beginning of everything outside of the earth. Now, the word of God is about what happened on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't take this on. Some people say it does indirectly, but I don't agree with that. This everything involving Scripture is focused on what took place on this earth, and it says that over and over again.
Well, it does say that he created the stars and he rolled out the heavens.
But here's what happened.
So they would be under his authority.
Of course.
And here's what we've talked about with Travis before, too. On your number three, it's really split into two things. It's a physical thing like what we deal with. We just haven't met them yet. Or is it a spiritual dimensional traveler type thing, which sounds the most far off, but because of our Christian beliefs, we have to look at that because we already believe that there's interdimensional travelers and angels demons and princes and powers and places that, you know, we're warned about.
Oh, yeah. As I'm rolling through the Revelation, I've said this many times. I honestly don't need spacemen from another planet. There's a lot going on that is absolutely documented in Scripture that's plenty for us to be concerned about.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so if you pressed me, and I've said this before, this is not new, and you've said it too, I absolutely do not believe in spacemen from other planets. I believe this is 100% spiritual. If there's anything to it, if it's not in one and two category,
right.
if it gets in the three category, I don't go spacemen, I go spirits.
Certainly agree with you, it could be. Yeah. I do think, though, that the cosmos is so large that it is possible that there is life in other ways we're not familiar with it physically in other places. I do think they still answer to God. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We've never seen proof of it. We're just playing math with that.
Right.
So there is no. I can't take that case to court.
Yeah, because there's even the angels and the demons themselves. They are really, really perplexed on why God Almighty seems to be offering something to these human beings he didn't offer to them.
Right.
Even the ones that stayed with him are perplexed by it.
Right.
Why are you tolerating these people?
And
then, of course, the ones who rebelled are like, how do they get redemption and we don't? You know, and so
the fact that technically by biblical standards, we are at a higher level than angels.
It's well, when it all is ended,
we'll
take that place.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Our sin has limited us right now, but in the glorified body, when we're co-heirs with Christ, that's about as...
Which makes you very important, which brings to another point how precious a human life is.
Right, which we have been dumbed down by spiritual forces to not see it that way, which is exactly what the person who wants to destroy all of us would want us to think.
So you say all of that to get to this. Let's dig that mace up.
Yeah.
Portal. Rick and Bubba,
Rick and Bubba. All right, so here's a question the audience wants to know, and Adler says he has an update. Kurt, go ahead.
Well, you know, I watch you guys on YouTube
every morning
Thank you. With my coffee, and I was loving the celebration when you guys reached 100,000. I'm just curious if you've got your plaque yet.
Adler, can you give us, thank you, Kurt, very much. And by the way, if you're watching, you know, us on YouTube while drinking coffee, a couple of options for you. There's the 20-ouncer right there. And, Greg, you've got the standard, what, is that 12 ounces of coffee?
Yeah.
Maybe a little more. Maybe a little more. Two different coffee
Fits
mugs.
Your hand perfect.
Perfect for Father's Day. Order by this weekend so Dad gets it. All right, so, Adler, give us an update on the silver button here.
Yeah, I am in the review process. They are currently reviewing us right now. So I've applied for it.
Stalling.
I let them know that we got 100K, and we're actually at 101K now.
Watch out.
All right.
So we're solidified in the 100K realm, I would
say. Loving it.
And I'm waiting to hear back. We're in the review process right now from what I can understand.
All right, so we've made the request. They're now legitimizing and validating our claim, and then we should get the button, right?
Yeah,
unless we get, you know, for some reason rejected.
Yes, right, and that might happen too.
Right.
Well, why?
I've got a.
Why would they reject us?
Well, if we don't follow their guidelines on every single thing, they can pick and choose who they reject.
Do you think our chanting could be problematic?
I don't know if that's going to be it.
You know, where we're going, come on, help us.
I think people beg. I think they do that.
I think it was good up until Speedy rode the coyote.
Right, and got injured.
Cost.
Yeah.
And now?
Well,
and him I hope had they, a piece of PVC pipe
I hope
that
they send us
with.
One, and if not, we'll just make our own.
Yeah. We could always do
we
that.
We can make that.
Right.
Yeah. I do have an That'd update. I do have an update on Noah Galloway, by the way.
All right. How's that relationship going?
Obsession.
So,
did you press for a date and a time?
We were talking about it, and I was like, well, Noah Galloway told me that he wanted to hang out with me at the Regents.
Bottom line.
I don't know if he said it like that.
And he was like, dude, like you are cool. You right. are cool, bro. Right.
He heard you got a van now.
Yeah, I heard about the sweet van. Yeah. And so I brought that up on the air, and I was like, hey, guys, did he mean that? I asked y'all, and then today you guys said, no, he didn't mean that. He was just being nice.
He did not.
Well, guess what? He listens to the show.
Thanks,
he sent
Noah.
Me a message, and he said, hey, next week, lunch, you and me, buddy, tell the guys we've got a date. Ha ha. Talk soon, brother. All right? Oh. So that was on
he
Instagram.
He did better than me. Added, I've been trying to get lunch with Adler for 2 years.
Yeah.
I know. And so
Remember said he wants to have lunch with Noah.
I'm all pumped up.
There's a keyword.
Yeah, that's probably
I'm all pumped up, and I respond, ha, ha, ha. I look at him a lot. I'm actually pumped you are listening.
How many ha's?
Too many.
Okay. Oh,
and I go, I'm actually pumped you're listening, but I'm embarrassed you heard that too. You know, I'm embarrassed that you
heard
that part of it.
Self-deprecating humor.
Yes. And said, and Speedy sent me I shouldn't say that.
That's fine.
Okay. Speedy sent me his cell phone. So I was like, I'm going to text you. But I sent it early on accident. And y'all, I'm going to show you guys right here.
Oh,
this
no.
is real. I accidentally sent it with hearts.
Oh.
What the crap?
What are you doing?
I didn't even know how to do that.
Take now it back. Has he read it?
Weird. I don't know how to do it.
You can unsend
recall.
It.
Recall.
Oh, recall it.
I sent it with hearts.
Recall it.
He served in our military and I sent it with hearts.
What are you thinking?
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I know what he's
Adler.
Thinking.
Adler, I know what he's thinking now, too. He thinks this date. I think the date's more of a date than it is a date.
Good night.
Unsend it.
I don't know how to send it. So
Hold
I just,
it down.
I just responded. I just responded, oh, my gosh, I just sent that with hearts. And
oh,
know,
then you cuss.
Well, I was upset. I was upset.
You're out of control.
I was upset.
What? You're a nervous little guy.
I was nervous. I sent it with hearts on accident. I'm like, I don't even know how to do that to my wife.
You can put a shotgun in my van.
Yeah, I didn't say it like that.
I didn't say it like that.
If I had a motorcycle, you ride me.
No, he's one of the coolest people I know.
Like, why do you do that?
I didn't say it.
What do you mean you didn't say it?
Well, hey, walk that out
you
for me.
You said it. You just cleaned it up.
Yeah.
No, just a bit.
In his world,
Greg,
I didn't
when
say
you
it.
Say you didn't say it after I just heard it, how does that?
I didn't say it.
So did Greg communicate with me telepathically? Because I heard it in my head.
Rick, as many dogs I've been around lately, it's amazing I didn't say it.
I know. I know.
Because they hear that a lot. You read up on it.
Justifies it.
No, this was my chance to have a cool friend, and I just blew it.
You did.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Has he replied to any of that?
No, he hasn't replied.
Not like a dude send you a heart emoji.
I wouldn't respond either.
Listen, here's how this is going now, because you know we know we live.
I didn't know it was like that.
That's we live in the real world. No, Greg, what he said, he's with people that you know he desires to actually spend time with.
Yeah, and not charity.
Yeah, because then he just said to them, check this out, man. Dude put hearts on this.
My gosh, I agreed I'd go to lunch with him. Now he's in love with
him. Should I be concerned about the hearts? I mean, he's having those kind of conversations.
The hearts were on accident, and now I'll never have a cool, famous friend ever. So thanks a lot. My biggest celebrity
right when you
friend.
Got that sweet van.
Yeah. Dang my it. Biggest celebrity
plenty
friend.
Plenty of room to drive him and other friends to lunch.
Two steps up, one step back.
Greg Burgess is going to be my biggest celebrity friend, and that sucks. I
know. No pain.
Dang it.
We'll be friends.
Y'all,
buddy.
When I said the hearts, I was like, that's it. So I'm done. I'm out. I blew it.
You might have got away with that with some people, but not with him.
No, not with somebody that's done when what he's done for
he
our
said,
country.
I'm through with this guy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no way he's answering that back.
No. Nobody with shrapnel likes the hearts.
No. No, he's got a Punisher tattoo. You think he's going to be friends with a guy that accidentally sent hearts? And
that's an easy no. You know, sometimes no's are difficult. That's an easy no.
Not just hearts, but pink hearts.
Yes. Yeah. Y'all, it's so embarrassing.
Probably the worst thing you could have picked. Man, you could have sent one of them little doo-doo piles, and it wouldn't have been bad as that.
That's
true. In fact, I've called.
One thing where your mind goes a lot.
Yeah, I would have preferred the doo-doo.
Now you're going to have to set him free if he comes back to your friends. If he doesn't, you never were.
That's right. That's right.
Rick, I do believe this will be a test.
I do, told buddy.
We finna find out.
Yeah, we're about to find out. Let me just tell you something so I can say this to you because it's going to be next week's going to be emotional anyway because it's Father's Day, you know, and you know, and you being a dad now is a whole new emotion.
Ooh, twice.
So you'll be thinking about Father's Day and for him to never land that lunch with you on Father's Day week, you probably should have picked a different week. Because it'll be tough to take rejection next week, but it's coming.
You know, the hearts are all cartoony.
You were going to lunch with him next week. I'm not saying you never will, but you just push that date back.
Sorry, Noah.
Right?
Yes.
You accidentally did that?
Yes, I accidentally did it. You can push a button and it pops up. I sent it with
he
flames.
He got excited.
Could have been worse.
I sent it with flames on accident one time to another buddy of mine.
Could have been worse. It could have been the pregnant man emoji.
Yeah, that's,
you know what?
That's true.
Well, please don't try to correct it and then put flames now.
No.
I know.
Yeah. Flames would be a bad call at this point.
And then he's going to put together, oh, wow, this is the month of June.
That's
you say, you know what I mean?
Should have waited to July.
Everybody needs to stop.
Yeah. Should have waited to July.
Yep.
You're really messing this up.
I know. It's done. It's done.
You had a good one.
I'm not going to do this for Riley Green, I promise, Speedy.
Thank you. Ask him if you can start over. Right. Would he mind if we started over?
I'm gonna start over via text.
But don't sing it like we gotta get right back to where we started from.
Love is good.
Love can be.
If you gotta.
It's not love. Well, I mean,
We gotta take it back.
I have a man crush. Okay.
Rick and Bubba.
One of the best measures of how corrupt a country is how rich its leaders get while they're in office. They're not so good at passing laws or governing. But they're great at investing.
Imagine if every American could make money off of war.
In 103 days, that position ends up gaining around 103%. So she made, you know, $2 million plus her original two, so $4 million.
I signed, co-sponsored a bill and made too much voluminous flair over it that I wouldn't be seated. So I shut up. The threats that fly around are just absolutely insane.
The Blaze Originals team traveled to Washington, D.C., home to one of the most brilliant financial minds in the world, Nancy Pelosi. In our documentary, Bought and Paid For, How Politicians Get Filthy Rich, we spoke to reps Matt Gaetz and Chip Roy, George Santos, and the bane of D.C. elites, Unusual Whales, to expose how our elected officials are beating the stock market and, more importantly, what we can do. To watch today, go to congressgetsrich.com and use code RICH to get $30 off an annual subscription to Blaze TV.
In 1942, the Battle of Midway ended in a decisive U.S. victory.
Yeah, we were just talking about that in the break a little bit earlier. Yeah. It really was a key battle and a turning point in World War II in the Pacific. And it was quite a battle. We've had a couple of movies made by it. And the really key to that was that the U.S. had broken the Japanese code and knew somewhat of what the battle plans were and how it was going to go.
So, didn't they fake like a water problem?
They faked that their water purification plant had gone out, and then they waited
to see
looked at the Japanese messages, and they mentioned it. So they had picked it up on an open channel
for Midway,
right? And they were missing a couple of key symbols, and that helped them put it together. And the Japanese Navy, who Rick prior to that had not lost a naval battle in 50 years,
wow.
Took a very stunning defeat, lost 4 carriers, and never was the same.
Right, yeah. Also,
and, you know, another part of that was Doolittle's raid, they bombed Tokyo, and it was militarily, it didn't mean anything, but it was more of a PR campaign. Right. But it did shake the Japanese up, and they wanted to extend their area they could protect, and they wanted that Midway Island for an air base so they could, help defend long-term bombers against their mainland.
Yeah.
And they were unable to get it.
So, big day. So, that's more to celebrate in history. Also, Arnold. Have you seen this? Everyone's favorite.
Governor.
His last name, Swash.
Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger. By the way, he has told all of us that believe in an afterlife that we are silly, that an afterlife is some fantasy. He said that when you die, it's nothing. You're 6 feet under. Anyone else who tells you anything else is a blanking liar.
Oh, wow.
He says that he thinks that that all of us are just clinging to something that is complete fantasy. Not good news for Arnold if he dies anytime soon. But you know what? Unless something changes, he's decided to make a stand on this. And I will say this for Arnold: when you make this stand, you better be right.
Now they're making a documentary about him, if I remember correctly from the story, and they're letting out little bits of information. One, his dad. You know, his dad was like a Nazi. I mean, a card carrying, sleeve wearing Nazi who he hated growing up. And had all kind of problems with. The other thing in the story, and I did not know this, or maybe we had talked about it. Did you know he was not the first pick for the Terminator? Do you know who they wanted to be the Terminator?
I did know this. I can't remember.
O.J. Simpson.
No, I didn't know that.
O.J. Simpson, wrong. And the movie people did not think he was credible as a killer. Didn't think he looked like a killer.
That's funny.
Enough.
That is funny.
That is true.
That is a story.
Are you making that up?
Is that true?
Check it out.
I can't picture.
Check it out.
The cyborg, whatever you call him, to be an OJ. I mean, Arnold's perfect for that.
Arnold was actually going to be one of the other guys that was helping to fight against him. And James Cameron, after they did some shooting and testing, said, "Man, you're such a dominating physical presence. You need to be the bad guy."
Say, I kind of. That was one of his first movies, wasn't it? That and Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
And Adler, I know that it's almost like that your wife knew you needed to bounce back.
Yeah.
That was a great movie. I noticed in the break that your beautiful new son and lovely wife showed up to say hello. Were they coming to encourage you?
Yeah, feel bad for you.
Come here, babe. Come here. That lunch date with Noah Galloway is never going to happen.
Right.
But I do have a lunch date with a little baby.
Look at that.
Little buddy. You get him with you, mean?
Yeah. Oh, he's drooling a little bit.
Well, isn't that great?
That's so cute.
Did Aaron feel the need to come and give you some support after that letdown? Because, I mean, she came almost immediately right after it happened.
Aaron, your timing was great. I accidentally sent Noah Galloway a message with hearts on it. So thank you for being here just as evidence of my...
See,
marriage.
I do have a wife and children.
There's a wife.
That's good.
I have 2 children, including 1 son.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to ask her if you ever send her hearts.
I was going to say the same thing, but I was a better friend.
I do send – I send hearts to her every day, in fact, and I send a message that's very embarrassing every day that to my kids. I'm like, good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Give mommy a big kiss for me. All that stuff.
Oh, okay.
I try to do that away from you guys, but I do. I send hearts and like that to my wife, generally not my guy friends.
Right.
And by the way, you just told Noah now that you do that little song every morning.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
but it's for family, you know?
You know what? Your chances family. Of having a successful lunch would be better if you would just hush.
Yeah. You're right. That. You're right.
Now, good to see. I mean, I cannot believe how he's starting to just really take on his little personality now.
Say hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Say hi, Ezra.
Goo goo gaga. Greg's a jerk.
Goo goo gaga. That was good.
That's good.
I want a puppy.
That's Ezra. Hey, y'all do need another puppy.
No, no.
Ezra, the other dogs are getting old.
Is in the house.
That's true.
They need a little youth action there.
Corey in Athens, Alabama. Corey, 30 seconds, buddy. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Y'all mentioned earlier about there was a boat with the norovirus spread on.
Yes.
So, infected fecal particles. So, the only way that would have spread to everybody is somebody on the kitchen crew didn't wash their hands after using the bathroom and was handling all the food.
You know, at this point, should all cruise lines just shut down? I mean, it's just, we keep all this stranded. I'm stranded. Everybody's sick.
We're jumping off the boat.
People jumping off the boat. It's like, I don't know. But so that means that thing about, you know, they put the sign up. I love when they put the sign up to tell us everybody's washing their hands. There's no guarantee of that.
No. All employees are required to wash hands.
Denise, 30 seconds. Go ahead. Denise.
Yeah. Hey, how are you, Rick?
We're good. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Until I was about 45 years old, I thought that the reason Arnold Schwarzenegger talked like he did was because he was deaf.
Oh, I could see
that. I did not know he was from wherever he's from. I just thought I was literally an old lady when I found that out.
I did not. Well, that's very, very interesting.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I sent y'all the link to the story where they said, where Arnold said OJ was the original Terminator or going to be cast as him. He also said in that article that his parents thought he was gay growing up. Did you know that?
Well, he proved they didn't. You're really on fire with Arnold.
No, I just read the story yesterday.
Yeah.
And he said because he had posters of old up men all over his room.
Well, that would be concerning.
Yeah. Because he was into bodybuilding.
And then he mentioned, you got some text from Adler that concerned his parents.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Terry, welcome to Rick and Bubba. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Austria.
Oh, I just called to say Arnold's first movie was Pumping Iron, and I believe it was 1976.
That's a documentary. Don't count, but okay.
Yeah, technically.
It was about him being a bodybuilder.
At the movie theater.
But he wasn't acting.
I remember the first time I saw that. I mean, I know there's people that like to work out. I didn't know anyone liked to work out that much.
Yeah, I didn't think that was even physically possible.
I'd rather not speak any more about it.
Right.
But I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, what?
Wow.
I mean,
was really like working out.
Sure. I mean, do I feel better working out? I do. I don't feel that good.
No. Yeah. Right.
And I never feel good during it. You know what I mean? And
steroids had him. Look at him at picture.
Right.
So you don't like him calling that a movie?
Well, it wasn't. I mean, I know, I guess technically, but it was. I'm talking about him acting, playing a role.
I know what you mean.
It'd be like saying Jessica White's a movie star.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a documentary. It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
He's not acting in it. They're just documenting. A documentary means we document this person's life. They do that for a lot of people that aren't actors.
Yeah. But then he became an actor.
Right. He did.
And we've discussed it. He got to keep his accent for some reason, even though most actors don't.
That was a strange deal we made with Arnold.
And he's gotten no better.
I mean, he sounds just like he did Pumping Iron.
Some of it would rub off on him because even people we know that go live in different parts of the country,
their accent changes.
Well, don't forget, too, Bubba, he had access to any kind of dialogue coach you could ever want. Yeah. I mean,
look at that vein in his arm.
All right. So thanks for being with us today. Don't forget, Wednesday Bible study back today at noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern. And today is the cutoff. If you're trying to get an autographed copy of the 31-day devotional, if you need it signed, that's today's the cutoff. So use that link at rickandbubba.com. And hopefully, if you're leaving us right now, we'll get back together again tomorrow. Hey, it's Rick and Bubba inviting you to be with us tomorrow for a brand new Rick and Bubba show.
Rick, it'll be a big and busy show as always. And we have a saying here, hey, you never know, so you don't want to miss a minute.
That's tomorrow right here on a brand new Rick and Bubba show.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba. To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM. Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.